The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we saw a major protest, a really disturbing protest, probably the most disturbing scenes we have seen since the riots in the city centre of Dublin last winter, but really frightening scenes. 15 people in court yesterday evening charged in connection with disturbances at a disused paint factory which has been designated as accommodation for international protection applicants in Coolock in North Dublin. Three Garda cars set on fire during the disturbances, were damaged. One of them set on fire. Our reporter was in Coolock speaking to locals and he actually got caught up in yesterday's pepper spray incident. Have a listen.
It's going on all over the country, and people aren't the government are just not listening. We're sick of undocumented people coming into our country. I have a young daughter. I don't feel it's a safe environment for her now. I also have elderly parents who live just around the corner that I'm also concerned for. And I don't agree with rowdiness. I don't agree, but I think we have a right just to protest peacefully. But it's not right what the government are allowing happen to the country.
So at the moment, the guards are trying to get through their van and it's been blocked by protesters. They're slowly moving around. No, they've blocked the van. They've blocked the van and they're not letting the van through. This could really escalate. Well, here we go. People are now running. They're running. This is not good. So the pepper spray has been sprayed. I can feel it in my eyes. I'm back a bit, but people are in pain. The pepper spray is not good. This is not looking good for society, for community relations. Sorry, just a bit of pepper spray there. Ooh, the guards have lost control, but are trying to regain control. Here in Coolock.
I understand if people come into the country and they have all the records and the documents, fair enough, but like, people are just unvetted coming in, and I can understand why people don't like it that live near this place and they don't stand for it. So
I'm Brian Garrigan. I'm from Irish Lives Matter, and we're here today to protest peacefully against the people that are going into this building here, over 1,000 people, when we have enough crime, enough homeless, enough of everything. You know, it says Irish people went everywhere in the world. We emigrated everywhere. We went to our aunties and uncles. We slept on couches. We got digs. We got houses. We didn't go undocumented. Yes, no, some Irish in America did, obviously, had their visas.
So, Brian, what happened here? The JCB had to just burn out. The fire brigade couldn't get in. There's a strong smell of smoke.
Well, we came here for a peaceful protest, and there's another fire down there. I don't know what happened down there. But we're here to speculate for the Irish people and look after our own.
That was Henry McKean reporting there in Coolock. Just a few things strike me about some of the comments from the people Henry spoke to. I find it absolutely fascinating that people are saying, I'm very nervous, I'm afraid for my kids about these refugees coming in here. Are they not afraid for the kids about the people who were protesting yesterday? People wearing balaclavas, people throwing bricks and setting things alight. That would make me scared for my kids. That would make me very frightened for my kids. Peacefully protesting, that was thuggery we saw yesterday.
Yeah,
that wasn't a protest. And, I mean, Irish people went abroad, they slept on couches, but they were never undocumented. Yes, they were.
They're actually called the Irish undocumented.
They were, and they still are to this day called the undocumented. So, what happened yesterday was so out of order, it was so wrong, it was thuggery, and I feel really sorry for the guards at the moment because they are being placed in an impossible situation.
Yeah, and I feel really sorry for the people of Coolock as well, because I'm sure many of them were frightened by the protest. Seems like too soft a word for what
tuggery.
We saw. Yeah,
it was tuggery.
You know, all of that. It almost goes without saying, yes, it absolutely was. And some of the pictures in the papers are horrific. But I also think there's another story behind all of this, which is that I do believe this, Shane, that I don't know at what point, was it a year ago? Was it 18 months ago? Was it 6 months ago? the government kind of lost the room. The narrative shifted. People became afraid. There is disinformation. There is misinformation. That is all true. But there a general feeling seemed to go, and it goes beyond the thugs, beyond the people who are throwing bricks, into a more, I suppose, moderate part of society that, you know, the talk of open doors, the open borders, the talk of...
But we don't have open doors and we don't have open borders.
But the perception became that we were slack and we were soft on migration. And that was the perception. And the government are responsible for that bit.
I think they are responsible, Shane, for losing. Is it not people peddling lies that are responsible for it?
Well, the government are should be countering whatever lies
are
out there.
They are, but the people don't want to listen.
I don't think it's just that. I think if you look at where Sinn Féin have their finger in the wind and are waiting to hear what's been said, and you know, the electorate, I do think, are on a slightly different page to the government on this. If you look at polls, consistently the electorate is concerned about migration, but, and they aren't all thugs.
But now, the government shouldn't chase the electorate on this. The government should do the right thing. That's important.
The government should represent people, though, too.
Yeah, they also have to lead. They have to lead, and we have our international responsibilities.
I know that too. I'm more talking about the narrative than anything else, because obviously people are going to come here and obviously we have to find ways of dealing with it.
It's very hard to counter a narrative when people say they're unvetted, we don't know anything about them, they're criminals coming over here. It's very hard to counter that narrative. It's not easy to do so.
Yeah, look, I fully agree. What we saw yesterday were scenes that were
people looking for
appalling.
An excuse to riot.
Oh, that's 100%. And if you see the front of, I can't remember which of the papers is, there's a guy with a brick in his hand and you're thinking, he'd throw that brick for any old reason, the way things are going. But look, let's bring in Micheál McDonagh, Sinn Féin councillor for Donegal, on this. Micheál, your reaction to those shocking scenes yesterday in Coolock?
Well, like the vast, vast majority of the community here in Coolock, Donegal and the surrounding areas, we were absolutely appalled. They were disgraceful scenes, scenes of crime, arson being committed, assaults, intimidation. Disgraceful scenes. One person was injured and taken away to hospital. It's a miracle with the events of yesterday in the daytime and in the evening that more people weren't injured. So it was horrendous.
Okay. And what would Sinn Féin propose, I suppose, that should be different? Obviously, international protection applicants need to be housed somewhere. They can't continue to stay in rough sort of tented accommodation on the streets of Dublin. So what needs to happen to provide accommodation for people?
Well, accommodation has to be provided. The centre, proposed centre in Crown Pates is one form of accommodation that the department is proposing to provide. I mean, what has to happen first is that we have to ensure that the ongoing misinformation, disinformation, which is put out in social media and spread widely in communities, that is combated, that people have correct information about what is happening, that the misinformation is combated, because much of what happened yesterday is based on falsehoods, based on the characterization of people who would come into that accommodation, you know, in the most negative light, when in fact it's families we're talking about here. We need better communication, of course, from the department, and we need a system that works.
How do you combat that? Because I mean, I heard some of the rhetoric myself, and there was people saying, "Oh, they're going to move people into your spare room. They're going to, you know, force you to take people into your home." You know, all sorts of utter nonsense. But clearly, that was inciting people and frightening people.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it needs a multifaceted approach. I mean, everybody needs to be involved in it. The media companies themselves, of course, have a role here because disinformation is spread so easily. Yesterday, I saw a member of the National Party at the scene in a video talking about people, international protection applicants, going straight on the local authority housing waiting list, and I mean, that does not happen. That's a complete lie. But unfortunately, some people will believe it, and again, this spreads fear and resentment.
It does, and we see those scenes. Marilyn McDonald 3 days ago did say that Sinn Féin had gotten it somewhat wrong on migration, though she said that you hadn't listened and that you weren't exactly on the same page with where the electorate was at. What do you think she meant by that?
Well, I mean, what she meant was that the party had not responded, I suppose, to the issue. We're going back, I suppose, more than a year and a half. When the issue began to, I suppose, be a major concern, the party was slow to respond. That's essentially what she is saying. But you must bear in mind, Sinn Féin is an anti-racist party, where our whole, the core beliefs are based on civil rights, human rights, and the approach to migration in all its aspects must be human rights based. We need a system that's fair. We need a system that works. For example, when people come and apply for international protection, their cases should be handled in a timely manner. They shouldn't be in a situation where there are months or in many cases, years.
And that's not an unreasonable decision.
Which in itself.
I'm interested in what you said there about racism. Do you think what was fueling those protests in part protest is probably a too kind a word for it, in Coolock yesterday was racism?
In part, yes. That we have to face the reality that there is racism involved in it. There is also, I suppose, people who are misled and who have taken on board much of the disinformation that we see in social media and in the community, and have been fueled by that. There were also, particularly later yesterday, it seems there were also numbers of people who came from around the city to basically participate in the trouble.
That is Micheál McDonagh there, Sinn Féin councillor for Donaghmead. Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.